Here's a hard case. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. In Western cultures, healthcare, we have a profound respect for autonomy, meaning we allow people a right to self-determination. Assuming a person is of sound mind, clinicians provide them with sufficient understandable information and ask them for their consent to treatment. This includes the practice of telling adults the truth about their diagnosis and their prognosis. But in our culturally diverse country, not all people accept the idea of autonomy. Moral standards from different countries often require family members to make medical decisions for a sick person without telling or asking them their opinion. Well, Deba is a 40-year-old woman with three young children from Afghanistan. The family has been in the U.S. for 2 years, and Deba speaks very little English. Unfortunately, Deba has terminal brain cancer. After lots of treatments, she is now dying. She has a loving husband who speaks English well and who cares for Deba and wants to protect her from all harms. He insists that the doctors not tell Deba that she has brain cancer, nor that her life expectancy is likely to be measured in a few months. He insists that such information will be devastating to her and that she will simply give up. He wants her to receive treatment. At this point, medicine has no other treatments to cure Deba. It is time to involve hospice to manage her pain and other end-of-life issues. But he refuses. In many countries, patients do not have a right to know the truth. Medical information is held by family members, usually husbands and sons. A goal of care is not shared decision-making, but rather paternalism with good intentions. Nobody on our team is suggesting dumping the truth on Deba. Rather, we want to place the diagnosis in context and answer questions she might have that is part of shared decision-making. When doctors withhold a truth that is not shared with the patient, trust is not possible. It also creates dissonance for providers. Healthcare providers want to care for Deba, but they want to do it in an ethical and truthful manner. They feel depriving Deba of the ability to discuss her life and impending death with others, particularly with her husband and her children, is just not fair. After many discussions, some directly with Deba's husband and some using a translator who is also a medical profession, we understand the husband's fear of scaring his wife and his love for her and need to protect her. But he does not understand our concern about her right to know that she is dying. So when are we obligated to override cultural differences and force our own beliefs, which will be seen by her husband as arrogant and insensitive? Her husband was not even willing to compromise by allowing us to ask Deba if she wanted to know the details about her illness. He told us if we didn't respect him, he would not allow her to see us any longer. He would find new doctors. He did in the end agree that hospice workers could come to the house, but they could not discuss why they were there or her diagnosis. So for now, we are trying to respect her husband's wishes. However, balancing Deba's right to autonomy, our obligation to tell the truth, and her husband's cultural values is not easy. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.